I want to tell you about my friend. My friend's name is Lisa. Lisa lives in Beaufort, North Carolina. Lisa has a husband who is a retired Marine who works at the air station in Cherry Point in Havelock, North Carolina. They have two beautiful boys who are middle schoolers. They have two dogs. She has her father's cat that sits in its own little room because it's antisocial and dangerous to touch when you try to be social. And then she has this old cat named Harry, who's pretty large and likes to go outside. And she lost one cat this year, so she got two little kittens. So Lisa and Jerry and the boys and four cats and two dogs stayed in Beaufort, North Carolina this week. And she was anxious all week long as the news continued to heighten our anxiety over this coming storm, this Category 4 hurricane named Florence, that I think the news channels had a more relentless trail of stories than the storm had across the Atlantic Ocean. And then we got to that day when nothing else was on the news except Florence, no matter what channel you turned to. And then our anxieties began to grow and grow, and there in Beaufort, North Carolina, was my friend, my dear, dear friend and her family. And I wondered, why aren't you here with me? Why aren't you somewhere safe? I found her a house. I found her other houses. I kept searching for ways so that I would have comfort in the midst of the storm, knowing where Lisa was. Well, Florence arrived. And on Friday, they lost their power about mid-afternoon. And on Friday night, a tornado, they figured later on, late Saturday, they figured what brought the tree down was a tornado on the back side of their property. They took a tree down onto their garage. So no one was hurt. Just a little bit of damage to the roof of the garage and a lost tree. But in the meantime, I keep getting these texts from Lisa and occasionally a phone call when she gets enough signal that she can call, wanting just that lifeline, that sense that someone out there can tell her what's going on, can tell her when the tornado alarm goes off on her phone, is there one nearby? Does she need to hunker down the way they're hunkering down? Needing to know that she's not alone there in the dark with her family. And continually I get this report from her about that my prayers are working, that the family got saved from the tornado, that the house was not flooded. In fact, around her street, not much in terms of flooding. They've lost power. They've had wind blowing trees down. But most everybody is safe. And even this morning, in the midst of the Methodist men's meeting, I got another phone call. What's the weather forecast? What am I looking for? She has a lifeline because of a relationship that God ordained as sisters in Christ to be friends. She has a relationship that came through my husband, and she taught him, asked him sometime about the chicken dance, that Lisa's not a middle schooler, she's a anatomy and physiology teacher at a community college. I was calling it a middle school. It's a community college. And she teaches in a way that makes all of her students excited about anatomy and physiology and biology. Lisa came to this world and was abandoned by her family and was adopted by her parents, the only parents I knew. Well, I only knew her father. And then Lisa's boys came from foster to adopt. And when I think about this family that God has put together and the relationship that through God has been formed with us, it makes me think about this psalm And you may wonder why. Because I've been there. I've been alone crying to God. She was alone crying to God in the dark with alarms going off, wondering if this would ever end. She said at one point, "I just want the wind to stop," because it howled for over 24 hours. And that is all they heard. Haven't we ever been in that place where we feel so alone? And we wonder, just like the psalmist is wondering, has his steadfast love ceased forever? Are his promises at an end for all time? Have we ever felt that sense of, has God abandoned us in this moment in our life when things are just falling apart, no matter what they are, whether they're hurricanes, whether they're disease that brings upon death, or disease that brings upon loss of relationship, or brokenness in relationships, or addictions, anything that causes us to be in that place where we just feel we have spun out of control and God has abandoned us. Many get to that place. Even if you haven't, many have gotten to that place when they think God somehow, this God that I love, that claims he loves me, where is he? In the midst of this, my personal storm. The psalmist reminds us to do something. Reminds us to remember. To call to mind the deeds of the Lord. That this book brings comfort as we return to its stories about God's relentless love, no matter how far away the people of Israel walked. No matter what gods the people of Israel chased, no matter what the people of Israel did, God wanted them back in love with God. So God sent prophets. And then God sent his son, Jesus. Now the psalmist didn't know about Jesus, but we do. We know that God's love became so real and tangible, it had flesh and blood. And even on the cross, maybe had that same sort of lament, because that's what this psalm is. It's a lament. When Christ said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Christ knew our sense of abandonment. Christ was in the midst of that sense that maybe we have experienced sometime in our life. So when we need to wonder, is God there? I listened to this verse, verse 19. Your way through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, yet your footprints were unseen. We might not see God's presence in the midst of the storm, but God is there. Whether it is a text from a friend in Kittrell to a friend in Beaufort, it's a connection to remind her that God is there. It was a moment in Spokane, Washington, as we faced the loss of our son. And I can remember feeling in my prayer life almost a stream of light coming from San Clemente, California. Because there in that community, they knew us and knew the child who had died. They knew Nathan as well as we did. And their prayers were like a beacon of light in my heart. In our deepest despair, when we don't think God is anywhere near us or even cares about the circumstances we're going in, if we remember God's footprints were unseen. And God was the one who parted those waters so the people of Israel could go free. God was the one who died on the cross and broke the chains of death as he rose and ascended into heaven so that we could have life and have it abundantly. When you think that the waters are churning all around you, and God has left you in the dark, take a deep breath. Because when you do, the fact that you're breathing air is you're breathing the air that God created you to breathe and created the air that you are breathing. God is with you in the midst of the storm. So when storm clouds raise, it's Psalm 77. And it says, your way was through the sea, your mighty path through the mighty waters. Yet your footprints were unseen. You led your flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. God will send you a Moses and an Aaron to ease your way. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.